I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Susan Tedeschi grew up outside of Boston in a family of grocery store owners. Derek Trucks was raised in Jacksonville, Florida, listening to the Allman Brothers, his Uncle Butch Trucks band. Worlds apart, Susan and Derek each honed their chops at local blues jams and pursued musical careers destined to collide. Susan attended the Berklee School of Music, toured with the Dead, and released 8 solo albums. Derek played guitar in a later lineup of the Allman Brothers for 15 years and released 10 albums under his own name. Now married with 2 kids, the solo musicians joined forces in 2010 to form the Tedeschi Trucks Band.
In New Orleans, 19 years ago, I was opening for the Allman Brothers with my solo band, and Derek had started with the Allman Brothers that June. And we met in July. So he'd been with the Allman Brothers about a month.
A veteran.
Yeah. He was a baby. You know, he was 19 or 20. And I was 28.
She was cradle robbing.
Hey.
Well, you know what they say. It's not the age. It's the mileage that counts. Sort of the opposite
right.
of cars.
Yeah. You know, our tour bus that we've been traveling in for years, we just went over the 1.1 million mile mark on that sucker.
Oh, my goodness. So,
we got some mileage.
I roll and I tumble, I cried the whole night long.
I was really nervous because he was watching my sound check, and I got really very intimidated by him. But he was very sweet, and he really liked a lot of great music, and he was very bright. I was actually kind of blown away by how mature he was for his age and
yeah.
how sweet he was.
You know, I think a lot of people, they first see Susan, are kind of struck by the difference between the way she looks and speaks and the way she sings and plays. It's like it's this little package, and then she opens her mouth and it's it's kind of musically frightening.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Oh, won't you love me, baby? Why don't you come on and say you'll be mine?
Move us up a little bit to being on the road together, and well, I guess you got married before you put your bands together, is that right?
We waited a long time before we decided to put a band together.
Yeah, 9 years. It might not have worked if we had done it sooner. I think we matured and also got a lot of our own solo stuff out of the way. You know, like getting out and doing your own thing for a while is good for you.
I mean, we were both in the thick of our solo bands when we met. And
yeah.
And, you know, you get to a certain point where you feel like you've kind of said what you wanted to say, and maybe you want to maybe try something different. And that's certainly where I was when we started talking about putting this group together.
A lot of what you guys do is tour. How do you guys handle 200 days of touring a year?
Since we're both so roadworthy and we like it and we're used to it, and that's also the one way you have to support a 12-piece band
yeah.
and crew is to work. You know, we can't just sit at home and hope money's going to come in.
Well, it does help to like each other, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And like what you're doing and like the band and, you know, all that
the
makes
band
a
and
huge
the crew,
difference.
Yeah, they all get along great and we all love each other and we're lucky to do this for work, you know?
We think about that. We think about people like B.B. King and Willie Nelson and... like, if they're not complaining, we're not complaining.
Everybody's talking now. I can hear a word they're saying. Oh, the echoes of my mind.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.